community, to try and collaborate the information, explaining the speaker and find out what he has to say about it.
With the facts and opinions in both the discourse. Africa in 60 Minutes with Moses Kosana.
Well, let's speak for us now. I have the speaker of the speaker to local municipality, Councillor Matunya, and he joins me in conversation. Yes, there's been a clarity to your explanation given by the previous speaker, but let me try and get a sense now from the speaker of council. That Councillor Matunya, and he presides over the speaker to local municipalities council, and today there is a special sitting here that dealt with a number of issues. Speaker, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. What is the reason of why council ought not to have concluded its business today within the council, within the special council sitting there in this court?
Good evening to you, Musa, and the listeners of YFM. That we had four items we're supposed to deal with today at council. But the first council that has dealt with the forensic investigation was a very voluminous report, and we could not finish, council could not deliberate thoroughly and apply its mind and have a stand on it. Then we said that we will convene another meeting where we will deliberate on it. But our in-committee meeting, and we have not finished with the item. But however, we are looking forward to convene shortly another, a special council that will deal with both the three items and finish up the forensic report.
Okay. Speaker, there were other issues, including the issue of the corporate services appointment, or rather that particular position. I saw that it was part of the agenda, and obviously based on the lengthy time that was given on the forensic report, that particular issue was not covered today in the special council sitting. In the next council sitting that you hope to convene or in the next coming of days, would that matter and many other matters that were part of the agenda have the attention of council, and would you be able to convene and cover them sufficiently as you convene the special council sitting?
Correctly, Musa. We intend to convene a special council shortly, as I indicated, and the intention is to make sure that the council deal with the other matters, including the one that we have just indicated on the complaint about the the recruitment process. We will be dealing with.
Speaker, I seem to have lost you there a bit. Maybe you can just rehash your response.
Yes, Musa, I'm indicating that council will be convened shortly to make sure that it makes a pronouncement on the other issues that were not dealt with today, and we'll make sure that it is convened as soon as possible.
Yeah, without a doubt. Speaker, I don't want to hog you. You've spent an entire proper 9 to 5 in council today. All the best in the work that you do.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to thank the listeners of Rise FM. Thank you.
Yeah, Speaker of Scripture, the local municipality, the Councillor Matunyane, speaking to us this evening.
With the facts and opinions involved in this conference, we have 60 minutes with Moses Kosana.
As I've mentioned to you, that we're trying to get as many voices as to what really happened in Scripture to local municipality today. I have now the EFF joining us. That's Ubabuto Ngobeni. He's the chief whip of the EFF in that council, but is also the MMC for public safety. Joins us in conversation now. Ngobeni, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Mrs. Kosana, and good evening to your listeners.
Maybe first let's deal with your portfolio in the municipality. You are responsible for public safety. Was there a justifiable reason why the forensic investigators or the company ought to have been accompanied by a contingent of police and private securities? Was there any security threat around them that you as an MMC would have been privy to?
Thank you very much for the question. our previous speaking, which was adjourned because it could not be presentation as the expectation of council last week. It was then brought to our attention that there are a sense of security threat and the forensic team was willing to give an online presentation, which was not part of the council arrangement in the initial stages. Mm-hmm. So hence, and then the council was then So, for this week's sitting, we've done a lot of preparations and engagements to make this presentation to succeed. We managed that to be presented in the report today. Yes, I agree with you. My office had to do a lot of engagement to make sure that there are no security challenges that we might be facing today.
Then let's deal with your other hats that you wear. You are the chief of the EFF in that council. What do you make of what you are in fact the executive summary? Because I'm told that the forensic company was only able to present the executive summary of the report. I mean, without compromising the, you know, the intelligence of the report, but what do you make of what was presented?
Yeah. Thanks once again for that question. Look, we were of the view that the executive summary on its own, without us being taken through everything, would do in practice. Hence, we requested a complete presentation to be given so that we can be able then to be able to make an informed decision based on the rules and orders. Section 82, Section A and B, direct administration to be able to present reports that have been stated by a portfolio of evidence enough for council to be able to make any informed decision. So, yeah, we went through it as our previous speakers already the speakers already managed to by the visit, we won't go into the content of it because it's an incomplete report, but yes, we received it. We can just say that. Yeah. And we're happy that it was eventually tabled after so long.
Yeah. I know there's been a lot of disagreements about it. It's been tabled in the manner it was intentionally wanted to be discussed. But maybe let's talk about some of the allegations. I know that as the EFF, I was talking to the chairperson of the EFF in the province yesterday on the show, who was indicating to me that there was a direct degree to the caucus in Speaker, which is today. Should there be an indication that the municipal manager, Babu Mandlamiguni, is occupying a service provider's property in the form of renting, then the EFF must and formally process that information in level, conflict of interest, and many other committees exercises that you need to undergo. Where are we with it? What sort of information have you solicited in the file to be true in that particular assessment that has previously been made by other political parties in council?
Thank you, Muslim. And just to agree with the provincial chairperson, pillar number 7 of the Economic Freedom Charter calls for open, accountable, corrupt, free government and the municipality without fear of victimization. And we still stick to that as our guiding principle in terms of engaging items and issues of governance in our local municipalities. In the matter, where there are allegations, they have been to be investigated, and we don't want to kangaroo or type of an approach wherein just because there's a claim then we act. We want, when we act in principle. The chairperson is correct. If there's any finding, most of them should act accordingly. So for now, there hasn't been anything that has been forthcoming, except that there are investigations taking place.
ongoing. It seems to be a lot of time, but I know you and I can't go in depth with the content that it seems to be presented today. But I wish you well in the moments the opposition parties and together with the caucus of 60 they will be unpacking this particular issue. So it does warrant some probe to the fact that there's allegations that this particular association might have cost them $170 million instead of $11.3 million initially set aside. But we see where in all that.
Before I can see what I don't need to go into the marriage.
No, I didn't.
But I take note of what you just raised right now. And my parting shot, if you allow me, is the fact that while the Women's Day celebration is this Thursday, we have to wish all the women of South Africa and the whole world, the respect that they deserve. And we say Happy Women's Day. The EFF is hosting the President, CSC Commander in Chief, Julius Malema, as well, in Secunda, Lilian Ngoyi Center, next to Lilian Ngoyi Stadium. The President on the 9th will also be addressing women in Mpumalanga. So we wish all those women who are attending there a Happy Women's Day as well.
Now that you've brought that issue up, and I know that you can't speak into other government because of issues of jurisdiction, I hope that you just put the word out in the structures of the EFF, that the CIC of the EFF gets to touch on the issue as to why the ambulant police station records the highest numbers of gender-based violent cases. And I hope that the EFF does get to ventilate that particular position because it's a serious concern and a serious cry among the women in government, particularly those who are still in ambulant and the surrounding areas, raising that issue of the police station registering the highest cases of gender-based violence and femicide.
Sure. I'm glad you embrace that because it's going to be noted, and I'm definitely sure the President will touch on it.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Dongobeni of the EFF is the chief whip and MMC for public safety and safety. Among those voices that are weighing in on the forensic presentation in council today,